Huge news, Wayfair shoppers. There's still time to shop Wayfair's Cyber Week sale. Right now, you can score up to 70% off everything home. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, seasonal decor, and way more. Plus, with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping, everything home comes right to your home, just in time for the holidays. So don't wait. Save up to 70% off during Wayfair's Cyber Week sale. Now through December 7th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Yeah.
So, Sarah, I hear you got pulled over for that first time.
I did.
Welcome back to another episode of the Cousin
Connection
Podcast. How do you do that fast?
I don't know. You're looking extra golden tan today.
Yeah, I've been out in the sun.
Yeah?
Yeah, we've been busy this week.
He's outside. Okay?
Yeah, we were like, why, if we're going to really like take in all summer, why limit it to just the weekends? Everybody thinks, oh, well, you can do in the weekends, right? Mm-hmm. But now we've been like, actually, technically, I did do something on the weekend, but we did something during the week.
Oh, yeah. You told me you were going to do this, I remember.
So this week, as we were trying to continue, what?
Yeah, I took a picture of that.
Yeah, I was about to read it. Okay.
But you have to...
What?
Insert the photo of what I'm referring to. Amir?
About like the subject that you wrote down that I currently cannot read?
No, your spelling.
Oh, my spelling? Yeah. Oh, yeah. You saw. Okay. Hey, you know what? Sometimes when I write things on this board, I don't care about spelling because no one else is going to see it except for us.
Guys, take a moment right now. How do you spell Romeo?
Is there not an I?
He literally spelled it R-O-M-I-O.
But that makes sense, right? Like Mario. Mario spelled M-A-R-I-O. No?
You know what it is?
So Romeo makes sense. R-O-M-I-O. Right? Exactly. You can't even say nothing.
I can because Romeo and Juliet is such a, like...
iconic.
It's a known thing. Like, you probably read the book in high school.
I literally went to a show.
Also, we'll the way you wrote Juliet, it looks like Pouliet.
Pouliet. No, because, like the marker, it, like, slid, and I was still touching the board. Whatever, okay? In what do you call that thing? Calligraphy? Not calligraphy.
Cursive,
yeah. Calligraphy, cursive, the same thing. You know what I'm saying? Okay. But they do a lot of that kind of stuff, okay? So, really, it was kind of like part of the art form. Because Romeo and Juliet, you know, it was getting in the vibes. But yeah, speaking about that.
Yeah.
This week, as we're trying to continue exploring the city.
Yeah.
Basically become tourists within my own city. We went to me and Hanan went to a Romeo and Juliet play in the middle of Hyde Park. And if you're not from Toronto, Hyde Park is basically like, it's a giant park similar to, I think something that's more known is, what's that park in New York again?
Central Park.
I was saying the well known, I forget the name. Central Park in New York is basically like the version of Central Park in New York, but in Toronto. And it's huge, so big that I didn't even know that they had a theater in the middle of the park.
I didn't know that either.
Right?
I've never been to Hyde Park, so I wouldn't
see?
Know.
Literally, I'm going to get to that too. But yeah, so we went there. We found out about it. I forget how. Oh, yeah. We actually found out about it by someone we've had on the podcast before. It might have in the future. Timaj, who happens to work for the city and is involved in like the arts and stuff. So she told us, hey, you know, there's actually these like plays they have throughout the summer. They usually focus on one play. This year's Romeo and Juliet. But they have it in the summer in this outdoor amphitheater in the middle of Hyde Park. And we're like, really? We walked through it. We never saw it. So we booked tickets and we didn't know what to expect. Like we literally drove up or we were supposed to ride there, but you know, things change. We drove up there and you see like signs guiding you through the park and it takes you to like around. At this point, we're not seeing anything. We're like, are we sure we're in the right place? And you like turn a corner and then it points towards like a dark path that goes into the woods. Okay. But like, We were kind of relieved when we could actually hear like something going on. We were a little bit late, okay? But we could hear something going on. And then you pull up and it just opens up to this like big amphitheater with a lot of people sitting down. There's no proper seats. It's like rock and then like grass, like steps.
Okay.
And you can sit on the ground. So you're supposed to, if you're ever going to do this, like I might put the information down there somewhere. If you're ever going to go there and do this, make sure to bring like a blanket or something you can sit on. Because if you don't bring anything, you're sitting on like rock hard floor, literally. So yeah, we pulled up to this play and like it was actually a really good play. It was, they kind of did a little twist. It wasn't like, we thought they were going to go like really far out with the source material. They honored the source material, but they just changed the time that it took part in. So instead of like, I don't know, what is it, 14th century France or whatever, or Italy, sorry, it was more like maybe somewhere in like the early 1900s.
Oh.
The only reason I say early 19 or maybe mid 1900s, because the only technology we saw that kind of gave you an idea of where it was, where it took place, was a radio.
Oh.
And I'm not sure when radios were just used versus TVs. I didn't see any TVs there. So whoever knows about history knows when that time might be, especially in Italy, in the middle of Italy. But yeah, so they did that and it was amazing. Like the actors were amazing. We were scared it was going to rain because there was rain in the forecast, but it was supposed to like start right when it was ending.
Oh.
And we got a couple drops. That's the one thing about being an outdoor theater is that like you got to just take what you can get with the weather, right? So if it's going to rain, you got to just sit on the rain.
Yeah.
I don't know if they would cancel a show for that, but thankfully it held out until, I think it didn't even rain that much, honestly. Mm-hmm. Like the next night, it was supposed to be a big thunderstorm. We didn't see any thunderstorm unless it happened when we were sleeping. But yeah, that was really fun. And it did give me, it did make me think like, you know, as people who have lived in whole lives, as you heard from Sara, she has literally never been to Hyde Park. And my question is like, why do black people not explore their own city?
First of
in this
all,
case, Toronto.
Why you gotta call out all the black people?
Because guess who was at this show?
Who?
Who was a majority of the people at this show?
The whites?
Was it black people? I we might have been the only ones. It was mainly white people. They know where things are happening, okay?
Yeah.
And like, you know, some other denominations, but very little black people, right? So that is why I specifically, I wasn't going to say black people. I was going to say just people in Toronto. Because typically the people that I'm talking to from Toronto are saying that they don't know. Like, I think I was having a conversation with someone a few weeks ago and they were saying they've never been to Casa Loma. Yet for some reason, whenever someone says they're coming to town, we tell them to go to Casa Loma. Right? You know this, right? And and then I started thinking about it. I was like, yeah, but every person that I've interacted with and told them like from Toronto and we said we don't go anywhere, they've been black. Okay, so it might be just like my bias because of the people I interact with, but just going to these events and seeing these things, it's a majority of a certain denomination. Okay, so I'm just saying, why is it that we don't explore our own city?
That's true. Sorry.
No, it's okay.
You know, okay, I was actually thinking about this because okay, I'll tell you guys what I did. A couple months ago, I was talking to my coworkers about why I enjoy traveling so much. Because I think this was like, it was actually right before I went to do Umrah. And at the time, I didn't know how to explain Umrah to them.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be like, I'm going on a spiritual journey, guys. So I was like, yeah, I'm just taking my parents for a trip.
That is actually the best way to explain it.
It is, but like, they would have been like, oh, you're having like your eat, pray, love moment? And I'd be like, well, like, yeah, in a sense.
Technically, you are eating, praying, and loving.
Yeah, like, in a sense, I guess. But, like, no. So when I was telling them, like, yeah, we're going to start off in Saudi, and then we're going to go to Oman and Qatar, and they're like, wow, like, so exotic. Like, you're exploring the Middle East. Is it safe? And so...
Okay.
Like,
what do they mean by that?
I think...
What do you mean by that?
They were indirectly like, you know, that's close to Palestine. Are you safe over there?
Okay, do they not have, like, geography-wise?
I know.
Okay.
I know.
Yeah.
And so the reason I'm bringing this up is because I was explaining to them my love for travel comes from wanting a change of scenery and a break in my routine. And, you know, and as I was talking to them, I was really kind of, like, shitting on Toronto a little bit. But a lot of them really love Toronto and they love Ontario and they were saying how great Ontario is, and I'm not saying that it's
what,
not.
What color are they, Sarah? Exactly. What I say, continue.
So they were like, what do you mean? And I'm like, yeah, like Toronto's the ghetto. And I probably shouldn't have said that. because they were not happy with me, and they're like, what do you mean? Mm-hmm. Toronto is not the ghetto. Where do you like go around? And I was like, well, I mean it in the sense of like, there's so much more to the world. Like, yeah, Toronto's multicultural and whatnot, but like, are we really celebrating the multiculturalness of Toronto, or are we like hella racist? In my opinion, we're pretty racist here.
Yeah, well, not overtly.
No.
Like, yeah, I don't think I've ever received any like overt racism in this city.
I think because we're coming from a place of privilege of being born here. I think if we were immigrants and we had accents,
different
mannerisms.
One look in the Six Buzz comments will tell you.
exactly. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, when they were like telling me how great Toronto was, or Ontario as a whole, it had me, I was reflecting and I was thinking about this like literally the other day.
Yeah.
I don't know why or what triggered it, but I was like, you know what? I feel like I need to appreciate this city for what it is. There's so there's truly so much to do here, like something for everyone. And it's funny because I was explaining Oman this same way.
Yeah.
There's something for everyone. And the perspective of the person I was speaking to who has been there like several times, she was saying like, yeah, but it's kind of like, it's kind of boring. Like, you're just by yourself. And I was like, yeah, but you could totally get away with like hanging out by yourself and doing all these different things there. But then I was like, but you can also do that here.
Yeah.
And it's you can move around. Like, granted, yes, TTC has its problems. But still, when we think about the overall, like, what's the word? Not commutability. What's the word?
Isn't that commutability? What are you trying to get at?
How easily it is to, how easily you can move around within the city if you don't have a car, for example.
Let's just say that. Yeah. When you look at the city, see how easy it is to get around without a vehicle.
Yeah. And like, if you truly wanted to like explore your own city, be a tourist in your own city, I feel like you would have a really fun day.
Yeah. And that's what essentially I've been not forced to, but what I have become, which is a tourist in my own city, because now I have someone who, you know, I'm trying to show off the best parts of our city, and it forces me, you know. Shout out to TikTok. I know TikTok has its problems now, and you know it's not the same. It's not the same person that it used to be. Okay?
Oh, okay.
TikTok has changed, but it still gives us, you know, certain benefits. Mm. And one of the benefits is that I can literally just go into TikTok, search things going on in blah blah blah, like these dates in Toronto, and you'll get like someone breaking down the list of all the things. Like, hey, this week is Spanish and Latin food festival or whatever in. Somewhere in Toronto, and then this place is like Taste of Lawrence, and then Taste of Danforth. They'll tell you all the dates for everything going on.
Yeah,
and there's like multiple events going on during the week that you can just pull up. Like, I think last week, I can't remember if I mentioned I was going there, but I don't know if I talked about it. But we went to the art festival.
Oh, and yeah, you told me about that.
Yeah, but if that's one thing I forgot to even write down here, was that we went to the art festival, and there was so much. We bought a good amount of art because you can get it there, like at a pretty reasonable price, especially if they have prints of it, which are not supposed to tell you they do, but you know, sometimes on the table they'll tell you, they'll give you, there's certain rules they have. But all overall, there's like hundreds, when I talk hundreds of different artists, and each one has like a very unique design and look style. Or style, sorry, you very unique style, and it like, you know, it opens your mind to different pieces, types of art that you've never seen before. Like, there's so many things there that I've never seen before, but I was immediately like attracted to. But yeah, things like that, what I find out, and I can be like, hey, let's go and pull up here, and you can schedule it out. Like I mentioned, we've been scheduling out all the things we're doing, and you find things like that, and you're like, oh, you know, how long has it been going on for? Is this something new in the city? Next thing you know, it's like they celebrated their 50th anniversary last year.
That's crazy.
Right? And you're like, I lived here my whole life, and I did not know this was going on.
Yeah.
And it was like, it was inspiring to see all the different pieces of art. And you're like, this is something I've been missing out on for 30 years because we never really explore our own city.
Yeah. And I think like, you know, I feel like, especially our friend group, we're such creatures of habit.
Yeah.
Like, we do the same things. And it's not that we, like, I feel like we're simple enough that we just enjoy each other's company, that it really doesn't take much to keep us entertained.
Yeah.
But once in a while, it's really nice to like switch up the routine and like go on a hike, or, you know, go to the museum, or do, you know, some sort of like just do something outside of the norm.
Go to a live show.
Go to a live show. Mm-hmm. Go to, you know, a food festival. I don't know, something.
Another art exhibit.
Something different that like it'll just give you a different experience, and also opens your eyes to a whole different perspective of the world, which is why I enjoy traveling, and I'm sure you enjoy traveling for the same reason too. So why do black people I feel like that one kid in the meme. You know that meme of him?
Have you ever had a dream that you had?
I love that video.
Why do black people not explore Toronto? I think it's because a lot of us are creatures of habit. But also, I actually have to mention this because in recent events, obviously there was Afrofest.
Yeah.
And there was like a water park thing. And they had like adults only hour, like a few hours. And I just feel like, especially with the rise of TikTok and just like the sheer amount of like people in the city, unfortunately these events that gain a lot of attention somehow ends up in violence.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by CHEV.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Go to Dutch.com to get vet care that is always there for just $92 a year.
There's someone who pointed out, it always seems to be the black events, essentially, because Afrofest is a black event. And the thing that happened in Wildwater Kingdom wasn't exactly a black event, but like they say it was black people who started, whatever, that kind of thing, right? And then you see these racists in the comments coming out with, you've heard about black fatigue, right?
No.
Well, it's this thing that you keep hearing about, especially in TikTok. People are putting it in the comments and stuff. But it's essentially like people, non-black people saying like, yeah, I'm just tired of like dealing with black people's actions and stuff. Because every time like a story comes out or a video comes out of a black person, I don't know, doing something like illegal or an event like what happened at Afrofest or what happened at Wildwater Kingdom, if black people are involved, they're like, oh yeah, black people being black people, that's what we expect. We're just kind of tired of them. That's going around on the internet now, right? Mm-mm. So unfortunately, the internet's like, especially TikTok, that's why I'm saying like it's not the same. It's perpetuating a lot of these like negative, not only stereotypes, but these.
Is it like painting a specific narrative?
Yeah, it seems like TikTok is like painting a specific narrative. And yeah, people are just running with it on the internet right now and coming up with terms like black fatigue. I'm surprised you never saw it.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably on its way and now it's going to show up on my algorithm that we're talking about it. But it's just, it's a shame. And it makes, I think because of that, like it makes you not want to go to these crowds, like these large crowds. And in addition to that, like there are so many different factors. But I also just think, post-COVID, like a lot of people just don't know how to be outside anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
You
know,
like it's unfortunately a lot of people have just developed a level of social anxiety where like being around a lot of people is you're like, what's the point? I don't want to be around people like that many people. It's too much. Like
I feel like it's definitely like now we're definitely seeing ramifications because those people, especially those teenagers that were stuck inside during that time.
They're like
now,
feral.
Yeah, but they're also now at the like legal drinking age and like can do certain things that, you know, don't don't have them making the best decisions, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So we're starting to see the ramifications of that, unfortunately. Because people, yeah, like you said, people just don't know how to be outside anymore.
Yeah, it kind of sucks. And like, I don't know, maybe things will change eventually. Mm-hmm. Maybe not. I have no idea.
Is there like, I don't know if this is right to say. Is there any validity to what they say? Because it does seem like whenever there is, someone gave the example of like all these other events that I was talking about, like Spanish Latin Fest or whatever, Taste of Lawrence. Is it Taste of Lawrence? Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Taste of Danforth?
Oh, they did Taste of Danforth?
Is it called Taste of Danforth? Yeah. It is, yeah. Those things, like, usually those events go off without a hitch. You don't see any events going, anything going wrong. But then whenever there's an event like Afrofest or Caravana?
No, but Caravana has been pretty, like, happens every year. And
there always seems to be something that happens, no?
Really?
I feel like that.
Also, Taste of Danforth, wasn't that, like, a couple years ago, wasn't that the festival that was going on when ran over by people with his van that one time? So like, I think it's just the city. It's just the city. Okay. I wouldn't specifically.
That's what I was trying to say. Like, it's probably the city, but you can see how someone might, even black people themselves, have like said things like this where they feel like black people can't do nothing without messing it up.
Yeah.
Right. And no, that has to come from somewhere. Mm. And I think it's because what happened at Afrofest, right? It's just, it seems like anytime we have a big event, something goes down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's unfortunate because it's like these types of situations that end up like ruining it for everyone. Mm-hmm. The city is in an interesting position right now. There's a lot of hate. Like there used to be, you know, this like unity. Like remember summer 2019? Mm-hmm. Or wait. Summer
2019.
Was that the year that the Raptors won?
Oh, yeah. There was a lot of unity then.
That was the last time Toronto was united. but, like, I just feel like there's a lot of hatred right now.
Yeah. I feel like it's because of the internet, man. The internet has really just...
It's the internet. Mm-hmm. It's the traffic. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of things.
It's the ramifications of COVID, like we mentioned as well.
Yeah. Like, it's a lot of things that are just, like, people are just angry. You know, like Canadians, Torontonians are no longer known as being the nice people. Mm-hmm. People like those that are not native to Toronto are like, yo, you guys are rude. And I'm like, you know what? Yeah, we are. I know. I can't even defend it if I wanted to. Mm-hmm. So like we just
have
to
you
do
heard
better.
People say that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. It's unfortunate because obviously not every single Torontonian is rude. Mm-hmm. I know. Don't get mad at me. I'm just saying that's the perception of people is maybe they come here thinking, oh, I've heard Canadians are so nice. And that's Toronto is. Are we the ones that are known as Screwface Capital?
Yeah.
I didn't say that term. It's just.
No, that's a known term. You've heard that before.
You see what I mean? But like whatever happened to just being nice?
I feel like you have to go outside of Toronto for that minute.
Yeah.
But we are still nice here. It's just, you know. Are we? It's not everyone. Okay, it's maybe instead of being like 80% of good encounters, you're dealing with maybe like a 60-70% here.
Maybe.
Yeah. But yeah, inshallah, things do change in that sense. Mm-hmm. But to get back to the original point, we should also be exploring our own city and actually, you know, taking part in all these events that are going on throughout the city all the time. Like it doesn't only go on, like clearly this one was like on a Wednesday that I went to, and it happens every single day. And that's the show that I'm talking about that we went to. But yeah, there's things like that going on all the time. So just, I don't know, go online and just search up. I'm sure there's websites that Toronto puts together, the Toronto government puts together, that showcases all these things. I can find it somewhere. Maybe I'll put it in the comments. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Send me the link. I'll put it in there.
But that's just something I noticed. Mm-hmm. And to move on to the next topic, the thing we did after that was we went to Wonderland. It was a work event.
Okay.
And Wonderland, so we went to Wonderland. It was the first time that I have been in like, I think like 12 years, something like that. Literally, yeah.
No way.
It's been a long time. Literally the last time I went there, what?
I'm confusing it for Disney. I'm like, we were just in Disney.
Oh, no. Yeah, I've been to Disney twice since I've last been to Wonderland, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it's definitely changed a lot. Like even me trying to navigate it and show Hanan, my wife who came with me, like how to get to certain places, like those places, those ways are no longer there.
Really?
Yeah, it's not the same setup at all. And there are so many rides, like rides that I didn't even know existed.
I just had like a memory of like when what? We used to go as kids, mm-hmm. we had season passes, remember?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And we knew that park, like the mm-hmm. back. We would run in and leave his dad mm-hmm. and just like run to all the rides. We knew where everything was.
Yeah. I would be walking through there and I'd be like talking to him and be like, yeah, we used to do this here. Mm. See that bridge right there? There's a log ride that like shoots water over the bridge. That picture I showed you last time, that's what we took. I'd be like talking about all the moments and stuff.
Yeah.
But there's still a lot that's changed. Mm. And like, the one thing that has changed the most also is the amount of people that are there.
Was it busy?
Yeah. One thing about Wonderland is that if you're going there on a weekend, just get ready to like maybe do like 3 or 4 of the biggest rides and that's it. The rest of it, you can do maybe small. And even the small rides. Like when I say small rides, I mean the things that are not roller coasters. Mm. Those things, even those ones, you're waiting maybe an hour each.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So the lines are definitely getting ridiculous over there. And it makes sense because like, our city grew so much.
Yeah, you're
and
right.
And even though Toronto has, I'm not Toronto, but Wonderland has like the most roller coasters, I think, in the world. It has, it's second place and the most roller coasters in the world. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's another place in the world somewhere that has more roller coasters and we're second in that.
Wow.
Yeah. So we definitely have a lot of rides to pick from. Mm-hmm. It's kind of cheating because some of those roller coasters included are like the kids ones.
Like the Fly?
Huh? No, the Fly, I think, would be more of an adult roller coaster, no?
No, we were scared because of the turns.
It wasn't in an adult section, so I'm not in the kids section, sorry. So I wouldn't consider that one to be. But if you do include that still, like, there's still a lot of roller coasters there, right? Mm-hmm. And there's still a lot of options, but even with all those options, every line is full, at least for an hour. We waited an hour at the bumper cars ride. Yeah, we didn't even know it was going to take that long, but we forget that bumper cars is like, you know, it's only one round of people can go at a time.
Yeah.
And you're waiting for that whole round. And then after they're done, you have to wait for them to set up and everything. Mm-hmm. And funny enough, when we got in there after waiting an hour, I was driving and for some reason they let in, I'll talk about this later, but they let this one girl in who was clearly too short for it. They were checking other kids, but for some reason she got through and she couldn't even reach the pedal.
Oh my God.
So she like was like kind of like tapping it with her toe. She couldn't drive, so she pinned me in a corner. And then because she couldn't like touch it properly and didn't know how to turn the wheel, she's a little kid, she doesn't know how to drive these things, right? Mm-mm. I literally just sat there for the whole ride.
No.
Yeah. So for I waited an hour at the bumper cars line just to get stuck for the whole ride. And honestly, so it wasn't sad. Like I didn't care. I was like, whatever, you know, we were just kind of trying to kill time or whatever at this park. So I didn't care as much. But if I was a kid and I was stuck like that,
you'd be so mad.
Yeah, exactly. I'd be like, nah, run this back, run this back.
Yep.
I didn't care that much. But it definitely was. Thankfully, we made the smart move of going for like the biggest one first. We went to Leviathan. And Leviathan definitely like lives up to how I remember. I don't even know if I've ever been on Leviathan. I remember going on Behemoth.
The configuration like two and then, Behemoth is that one. Where it's like too close and then too far, too close, too far.
Is it like that?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't remember. We didn't even get to go on Behemoth because of how long the lines were.
Damn. But they have so many other bigger roller coasters now. I'm surprised those ones are still popular.
That's the thing. They got this new ride at Wonderland called Alpine Fury.
Mm.
And when I tell you the line there, it literally, if you got in, you would be waiting like 3 hours.
So it's like Disneyland level.
Like 2 to 3 hours. Sorry. What?
It's like Disneyland level.
Even Disneyland wasn't that bad.
Because we had the Fast Pass.
Did we have the Fast Pass?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
We said, let's pay extra for it. So
I forgot about that.
Yeah. We got that one.
Actually, that's one thing I was going to lead to. It's like, you have the general admission.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have now these Fast Passes, right? But it's not only that you can get a Fast Pass. Like, you can get a super Fast Pass now.
Yeah. I heard Wonderland. About that.
You saw that, right? Like, mm-hmm. they're literally just taking advantage of the customers.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're already paying like $70 without tax. Like on top of that, maybe it's like $80 or something just to get in.
Damn.
And then you're paying another, I think it's $70, which with tax like $80 for a regular Fast Pass.
Damn.
And then to get the super Fast Pass altogether, I think it's like $100.
In addition to the
ticket.
What?
Yeah. So you can be paying easily like $200 just to get a super Fast Pass in this park. And then like there's a whole ethical question of even like having the super Fast Pass.
Mm.
Because you can see that people are clearly like there's some like resentment in the crowd. I even saw a couple people making comments about that. Like,
did you have the fast pass?
What? No, I didn't get the fast pass. Oh, you know, okay. I was like, I'm gonna be with the
You want her to have the authentic experience.
Exactly.
I get you.
But I did, like, midway through it, I started feeling bad. I was like, I should have just gotten the fast pass because we were waiting in these lines for an hour straight just to go on a ride that's a minute to 2 minutes long, right? And you're like thinking about, you know, whether it's worth that time waiting in line. And you know, that's why we didn't go on Behemoth. We're like, we got Leviathan. It's close enough to Behemoth.
Yeah.
For those from Toronto, you know what I'm talking about. Like, they're just two of the biggest roller coasters in the park. Now, with Alpine Fury, maybe the third. But they're all kind of different. But it just made me think, like, oh, like, you know, maybe this is a way of them not playing into it, but, like, they're just taking advantage of the fact that, like, they know that people will see that and see that, like, someone else is getting some advantage, and then later on they'll come back and try and buy that fast pass because they, even if they can't afford it or whatever, just because they don't want to feel that way again. Like, it makes you feel different.
Inferior.
Yeah, inferior in a way, knowing that you couldn't pay for the fast pass initially.
Well, yeah, I get that. I think the easiest way to solve this problem is to just cap the amount of people that could enter the park on a daily basis. But why would they do that when they can just let everyone in and make the most amount of money?
That does, because you know what? That is something that I forgot that Disneyland did.
They cap?
Disneyland caps the amount of people. You have to buy your ticket ahead
of
time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know how Wonderland, you can buy your ticket at the door?
Mm-hmm.
If they just stopped that and allowed people to, like, buy it online ahead of time, then they could literally shut down ticket sales for that day because it's over capacity. And that way you wouldn't have this insane line problem.
Yeah, I feel like that's definitely something they should do. But I feel like Wonderland benefits from the fact that they let in as many people as they... Like, that, I think that's their, like, price, not price model, their business model. Yeah, that's their business model. Like, they're like, let in as many people as we can get. Just have this fast pass here so we know that people will see this, like, these long lines, and will be almost forced to buy these fast passes if they want to have any type of positive experience.
Yeah.
Because you can... It's really, you can have a positive experience, because we did have a positive experience overall. Like, we were there for a work event. We didn't even have to pay for the tickets. So that kind of helped with the fact that we were waiting in line. But if I had to pay for this and I was waiting in line too, and then seeing those people in the fast pass lane.
You'd be cheesed.
Exactly. Like, you made me pay $200.
But I will say, sorry to cut you off. Part of the thrill, part of the excitement is, like, waiting in line and that anticipation, because you, like, you're hearing all the screams.
But, like, it gets to a level where when you're waiting, when you're 30 minutes in, 45 minutes in,
okay, yeah,
you hear it a million times at that point. Sometimes the anticipation, like, you kind of lose that.
Yeah, it's not the same.
Yeah, especially, like, that even happened to us when we were waiting on a line, in the line for a ride called The Bat. You know, right? The one that goes, like, forward and backwards.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because a line is literally in the middle of the whole ride. Like, the ride is going over you and around you. So you see it literally 100 times before you get in the actual seat. So you know, we at that, by that point, by the time we sat in the seats, we even timed, we knew exactly how long the ride was.
That's crazy.
It was like exactly a minute long. What?
That's it?
Yeah, it's only a minute long because it only goes back, it drops you, does a whole spin, goes back up, and then drops you backwards, whatever. All of that happens in 1 minute.
Damn.
And, like, you start even picking up on the sounds that it starts when you hear, like, the little machines or the motors going off, or, like, the pressure valves going off. So you know when the drop is going to happen. You know when you're, like, getting near the top. Still, it's fun. At the end of the day, it is fun. You still get that, like, butterfly in your stomach feeling.
I hate that feeling. But
it does
so
take it does take away a bit of the magic. And that's why I kind of, I know, you know, people aren't on Disney's best side right now, or Disney's not on people's best side right now. But the one thing you can give them is that they definitely do, like, care about the customer experience, or, like, the person who's going, the attendees experience. And everything they do there is to enhance your experience.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like Wonderland does not care about the customer's experience at all. Because, like, they don't do...
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, like, the thing is... Before, they used to be with Paramount, so they, at least they had, like, the characters and stuff like that. They had something, some type of theme. Because it's not, at this point, it's not a theme park. It's an amusement park. I wish they could make it into a theme park. I feel like that would help everybody's experience or improve everybody's experience, because it just feels like an amalgamation of rides and lines. And like, there's nothing, like, even when you're waiting in line, like, let's say you're waiting in line in Disney, they had like experiences in the line, like things you could look at and watch that are happening in the line as you're going through it. Like they actually cared about what you were seeing. But in Wonderland, they didn't even care enough to turn on the TVs. You know how they had these TVs that like play something? None of those were on. None of them were playing anything. There was no experience at all. Yeah, like they put a lot of the work on the workers at the actual booth. Not the booth, but...
The games?
Not the games. In the rides, the operators, sorry. They put a lot of like the onus on the operators. Like them, they try and liven it up. Like that's when you're actually on the ride. They try and like make you... say things or make you scream and like you know, they try and play into it a little bit, but other than that, like, you're just waiting in line in the most like uncomfortable pillars. You're trying to like, because you're standing for a long time, you're trying to find a place to sit.
Try and like sit on the top of the fence, like divider.
All I'm doing, I'm trying to sit on those and balance for a good hour because my knee ain't good anymore. That's one thing for sure that we learned on at Disney, not Disney, at Wonderland, is that like we might be getting too old. I don't want to say we're getting too old for this, but like our bodies definitely need some repair after that day, because we were just destroyed.
I hear that.
My feet were destroyed. Like my knee was worse.
Really?
Because I have bad knees to begin with. And that actually goes back to one thing I was going to mention earlier. Is remember that girl that I mentioned that got in earlier? The smaller girl who couldn't reach the pedal? So we found out this afterwards, but we saw like at the exit, her and her mom and like a couple other kids were standing there, and they had like a piece of paper in their hand, and they called over one of the operators, and then they showed the piece of paper to the operator, and the operator looked at it, started like reading something, and then they got on the ride before everyone else. Like, it seemed like from our perspective that they just came in from the exit and took up a bunch of carts, because you're looking at it, you're like, oh, doing the math in your head, like, oh, I can go on in like one or two more rounds or something like that. But now when like people are coming from the exit, you're like, okay, maybe I might not make it for this round. And afterwards, I started Googling. I was like, why are these people? And even people were like shouting, like, why are they getting in? But then I had to Google it and figure out what was going on. I found out that there's like this program they have where, let's say you're someone like me. Okay, maybe I won't put myself in this bowl, but like someone who can't stand for long periods of time, like, what do? They can't just wait in these lines. I don't know. Maybe they bring a chair with them. No, they actually have a system where you go to the operator ahead of time. And you tell them, like, hey, I want to get on this ride, but I can't wait in line. You give them the paper. And they mark it, and they give you a time. So let's say they calculate in their mind that it's a 30-minute wait for it to get in. At that point, I think it might be up to the operator's discretion. They say 30 minutes. They're like, come back. Let's say 7 o'clock. They say, come back at 7:30. So you come back at 7:30, and then you can just get on the ride right away.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm like, find that for me and sign me up, because I want that ASAP.
Yeah,
because I do not like waiting in line, and it hurts. It physically hurts sometimes, especially if someone like, you know, who's destroyed their body for the past 10 years,
yeah,
and is paying for it now. So yeah, I want to figure out what that system is. But overall, our experience was good, but just waiting those lines and seeing how I don't know how their business model is to extort the customer, essentially.
Damn, he said extort.
That's what it is, right? It's to extort the customer, right? And I feel like it does play into the whole like class disparity, because like they're basically saying, if you're poor and you can't afford, you get this regular pass, wait 5 hours in line for your whole day, right? Maybe you can get 3 or 4 in or something. It's like, oh, you got money, come right here, get in line. You know, let's get you on this ride right now. You don't have to wait for nobody. See all those people in line? They're peasants. You don't have to wait for them. You don't have to sit next to them. You know what? You get the front seat.
This is the definition of capitalism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate. And you can see it in people's eyes. It was in our eyes for a little bit too, you know? And it made me feel like I should have paid for it. And like your customers should not feel that way. And I don't think they care enough.
Yeah.
You know, right now, Wonderland's owned by like the Six Flags Corporation, whatever.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So... And they do have theme parks in Six Flags, like, portfolio. I think, like, they have, like, the ones with all the Superman and Hulk the Hulk, whatever. So, you know, why not bring that here? Canada has, Toronto has is it Canada or maybe only Ontario?
For what?
Does Canada have any other amusement park similar to Wonderland?
West Ed Mall has a theme park.
No, similar to Wonderland. I don't think Canada has any other big... It's called Canada's Wonderland, right? Mm. And I'm thinking about it now. I can't think... Maybe someone else in Canada can mention it, but I don't think anywhere else in Canada has an amusement park to this degree.
Maybe not.
No. So for Canada to have one amusement park,
crazy,
right? And this is what we get.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's disgraceful, man. But that was my biggest gripe about Wonderland. Other than that, the rides were fun.
Mm.
We didn't get to go on Alpine Fury because we were not waiting 2 hours in line.
Yeah, it's not
for a ride that, yeah, that's literally like 3 minutes. Even though we heard it's like the best roller coaster in the world or whatever.
Mm.
Like just from people who review. There are people who review roller coasters. That's what I found out.
Yeah.
Like they go on and they like, this is my favorite roller coaster out of the 256 I've been on. I'm like, what? <It's>
crazy.
How many roller coasters are there in the world? But yeah, so that was my experience there. I don't know. When was the last time you went to Wonderland?
Wonderland? Mm-hmm. I don't remember. But Disney was literally just last year.
Yeah. And that was actually one thing to get back to. I'm going to keep griping on this.
Mm.
Another way they extort you is the food. Mm. And not only the food. Actually, but not only the food. We've been knowing that though. No, but it's not only food. It's the water.
Oh, yeah, you're paying $7 for water.
No, but they purposely make it. If you bring your own bottle, we brought our own bottle, right? We're like, we're not going to spend money on drinks, right? So we brought our own bottles, but they don't have any proper, like, bottle refill stations.
Mm.
They definitely have a lot of refreshment stations where you literally pay $7 to $8 for a bottle of water. They purposely do this.
Mm.
They take it, like, it's another way they're taking advantage of their customer base. And it did annoy me. Maybe that's why I haven't been so long.
Probably.
Yeah, but we did say we're gonna go back. Like, we should definitely go back as a crew.
Yeah,
maybe like when it gets a little bit cooler and the lines kind of die down more, so we can actually have a positive experience.
Yeah.
And you know, this is how they get people. Like, I was like, next time I'm coming back, maybe I might actually get that fast pass.
Mm.
But then at that point you're like, do I make a like not moral stance or like a moral stance and be like, I don't want to pay into this, you know, system that's basically exploiting their customer base.
Mm.
Right? It's like, do we really want to wait in line though still? It's like, you kind of like having that little,
I see the dilemma.
Yeah, that dilemma.
Yeah.
But we'll see. We should definitely go.
I remember, like, I've always been a chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Amir knows. As a kid, I used to cry on every single roller coaster or just, like, not go on.
Mm-hmm.
But that one year that we went to Disney.
Yeah.
Remember my 30th birthday when we
went? Oh, yeah, exactly.
That day. I think it was just like a, you know what? I'm already here. Mm-hmm. I don't know when I'm going to come back to Disney. I'm just going to go on everything.
Yeah.
I went on every single roller coaster. I was so proud of myself.
We didn't tell you about it, though. The drop tower one.
Oh, my God. Yeah. There was, okay, so if you know me, I'm not really a fan of like drop zone type of rides. Mm-hmm. I've never been on drop zone in Wonderland, the exhibition.
Yeah.
None of those. We went on one ride. I'm not going to say which one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We
just
because,
in case.
Yeah, just in case. Because I feel like that's the one thing about Disneyland. You can actually spoil rides.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there are certain things they do. Like, they don't show you what they're doing. But, like, yeah, we're not going to tell you. Go ahead.
So, this one ride,
mm-hmm.
no seatbelt, nothing, okay? You're just sitting, and you have a bar that's, like, you're holding on to the bar. But at first, it's just, like, one of those interactive type of rides where you're looking at a screen, and you're, like, I was like, okay, whatever. Like, I don't know why Amir and Gizmon are so excited about this ride. This is such a baby ride, but whatever, fine. So we'll just enjoy it. Maybe they're really into it. It was a Marvel theme. I forgot what it was called.
Yeah, it was should I say what it was?
Oh, yeah, whatever.
It was the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah. So I'm like, Amir just made us go on this because it's Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
So we're sitting, and, you know, it's Amir, Gizmon, me. There's a skinny little, like, aisle, and then Iman and Nabat.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, they're close enough where I could, like, reach out and grab Nabat, okay? Mm-hmm. So we're on this ride, and I'm like, this is such a basic ass ride. Like, wow, this isn't exciting at all.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, all of a sudden, Gizmad's next to me. I can literally see her, like, slowly weaving her arm into Amir and, like, grabbing on for dear life. And I'm like, why are you doing that? What's about to happen? What is about to happen? So I grab her, not knowing why.
Mm-hmm.
Did I warn the girls? No. They were like relaxed. They were chilling on the chair like this. Mm-hmm. why did we drop to the depths of the earth? And I was like screaming because my body wasn't in the chair anymore. I was floating.
They do have something that holds you down, no? I can't remember.
I don't think so. It was not safe.
Yeah, actually, thinking about it now.
That was terrifying.
Yeah.
And it's not like a little quick like drop. Mm-hmm. It was like you were falling forever.
Yeah. And it's not only once.
Yeah, it's like multiple times. And you think it's done, but it just gets worse. But you know what was worse than that one? Because that one was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Was it the log ride? Where it just kept getting longer and longer. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know that. None of us knew. And the water was ice cold. Like,
mm-hmm. If you ever want to see what our reactions were, just look at my profile pic on Instagram.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. You're right.
That's still one of my favorite photos that we've ever taken.
So funny. You can see, I'm gonna find the picture. I'm pretty sure we talked mm-hmm. about it last time too, but like you can see everyone's reactions. And the funniest part is like the four of us are all me, Amir, and Gizman are screaming. Iman's like laugh screaming. Mm-hmm. And then Nabat with her freaking phone recording laughing. And I'm like, you psychopath.
Yeah, that was definitely fun.
But yeah, that made me feel nostalgic. And now I kind of want to go, even though I'm scared. And like, I'm mm-hmm. getting anxious just thinking about all the roller coasters. But mm-hmm. I would go and scream.
No, it's definitely fun. I love putting my hands up on roller coasters.
I'm
the guy who like, from like, before we even start dropping, my hands are already up.
Before we even move, I'm screaming. Literally.
Yeah, actually today, she's not here today because like I said, yesterday destroyed us, but Hanan's like voice is completely gone today.
Oh my God.
She was screaming. And like the difference is that like she's like screaming and stuff and we're in the middle of Leviathan. I'm like, oh, we're gonna be eating there later.
As
we're dropping.
Miss Kate, I know she's probably screaming out of fear too.
Oh yeah, she was like blood curdling screams.
Really?
Not blood curdling, but just the super high pitched screams, right? The whole time.
Honestly, I can relate. Mm-hmm. I can relate to that.
And like, I'll tell her, like, we went to a Vortex. Do you remember Vortex? The one that's like, it literally, you look like you're sitting in a van.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I was telling her, this is no biggie. This is nothing, right?
She was screaming, huh?
And screamed the whole time. But, oh, that's one thing about Wonderland that in Wonderland, I knew I was getting older because my head at the end of that day felt like it was gonna explode.
Yeah,
we did the last ride we did, which is I heard, and may actually this might be true, Dragonfire is like the official first ride of a Wonderland.
Is that the one that goes in the mountain?
No, that's the one that it's like the green ride.
Yeah,
that has a dragon in front of it and then like it does the two loops.
Oh
yeah, the one at the front of the Wonderland.
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah,
so people were saying like that's the official like unofficial first ride of any person who goes to Wonderland. Because remember, we used to go there first. I remember when we were kids, we used to go there first.
Like Sledgehammer, Cyclone. Remember, they were all like in the corner.
Oh, it did change afterwards. Yeah,
we used to do those, and then we would make our way to like that side.
Actually, you know, for us, it was like the official, unofficial last ride, I feel like.
Yeah. Actually, no, we would always end off with Behemoth.
Would it be Behemoth?
Yes, because it was like go big or go home.
Oh, okay. I'm forgetting things. My memory's it's unreliable, guys. Mm. But we did that as our last ride.
Mm.
And I thought I was okay at that point. My head was hurting from the other rides. But after we finished that, like, it literally felt like someone took the front of my forehead and, like, dislocated it.
Oh my God.
From my head. And even though we technically still had, like, another hour and a half or so to kill for closing, whatever, we were like, let's just go home.
Yeah.
Yeah, even earlier, I was telling you, oh, let's go on Behemoth. Let's just wait the line out. You know, it's almost the end of the day, whatever. But after we did that, I was like, you know what? You're right. We should go home now.
Yeah, that's fair.
So we went home at a reasonable time.
Okay.
Yeah, but it definitely, like, you have to prepare yourself.
Yeah.
I lost my water bottle there, unfortunately. I lose my water bottle everywhere.
No.
Yeah. But it was fun. It was fun. And just, you know, next time I have to prepare. Maybe I'll wear knee pads. Or not knee pads.
Yeah.
Knee wraps.
That might help. That might help, mm-hmm. but yeah, catch us at Wonderland next mm-hmm. time.
But what else we got on the dock? I didn't read it yet.
You can
still
read it. You can.
I didn't read it yet.
You can read it now.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So Sarah, I hear you got pulled over for the first time.
I did.
How fast were you going?
Well, because let me not incriminate myself.
What, are you going to fight this in court?
Yeah.
Are you actually?
Well,
okay, what happened?
Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. Okay, mm-hmm. Should I be talking about this?
Yeah.
Okay, is this allowed?
Totally.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Totally. What were you doing?
So I was driving home from work,
mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was tired and I wanted to go home so I could take a nap, my post-work nap. And, you know, I was like a minute away from home, like literally a minute away from home. And there were no cars in front of me. So I was like, you know what? It's a 50 zone. I could step on it a little bit. I wasn't going that fast. Okay. I was keeping up with the flow of traffic. The guy next to me, we were basically going beside, like side by side. Okay. All of a sudden, I nearly hit a man because he approaches the road and I'm like, whoa. So I quickly brake and then he like signals me. I'm like, oh, that's a cop. Where did you come from?
You was a cop?
Yes. So I'm like, damn it. So he tells me to pull in and I'm thinking like, so mind you, I've never been pulled over before and I've never been in a car where someone got pulled over and I was in the car. So I don't know what it's like to interact in these situations. My only experience is watching American movies. and so I'm like, oh my God, do I put my hands on the dash? Like, what do I do? What do I do? I don't even know what to say.
She forgot she was in Canada, guys.
Yeah, no, truly. I was like, what the hell do I do? So anyways, I park. Okay. And I realized, oh, shoot, I have to like roll down the window. So then I slowly roll down the window and I'm like, hi. He's like, do you know how fast you were going? And I was like, no. So he pulls out the speed gun and shows me a number. And I was like, I'm just not going that fast. Like, be for real. Anyway, he goes, license and registration. Now, because I was going a little fast and he startled me, I braked. So my work bag fell and everything in my work bag, including my wallet with my license, all over the floor of the passenger seat. Of the passenger side, sorry. So now my car's in park and I looked at him. I'm like, my wallet's on the ground, so I'm going to have to climb over. Just give me a second. So I had to unbuckle myself and climb over the seat to grab my wallet. It was very embarrassing. I give him my license and then I look for my registration. I pull it out and I'm like, I know where this is. My brother told me, like, always have this here. And I was like, okay. I hand it to him. I'm like, easy, no problem. Then he opens everything up. He's looking at it. He's like, are you the owner of the vehicle? I'm like, yep, it's my car. And he's like, okay. Yeah, your insurance is expired. I'm like, what? No, it's not.
Didn't you just get your vehicle?
Yeah, it's been a year now.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, what? No, it's not. He's like, yeah, it is. I'm like, how? I literally still pay it. So he shows me the pink paper to my, or sorry, not to my knowledge.
Yeah.
I didn't know this pink paper expired. No one has ever told me that.
Yeah, it's a dumb thing. I don't know why. Nowadays, I believe that you can even use like just the version of it on your phone. I've seen people do that in America where like they have their insurance and stuff on their phone and I believe it all just automatically renews on there.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, so I didn't know. And so I'm looking at him like, no, I swear I pay my insurance. Like, trust me, I could show you my bank statements, but like I didn't know this paper expired. And he's looking at me like, girl, what is it? Your first day on the road? Like, okay. So he's like, okay, I'll be back. And I'm like, okay. So I'm assuming he's doing what they normally do when they pull you over, run your license through the machine to see if you're a criminal or not, I guess. I don't know. It took him like 15 minutes. And I was like,
no, they be taking their time on purpose.
Like fully freaking out at this point. I'm sweating. The AC's on, but I'm like literally sweating at this point because I'm like, is he going to impound my car? Oh, like my what's about to happen?
That's where you're going, girl. What are you talking about?
It's like a 70 and a 50.
That's like normal.
Yeah, here. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm
not
like,
what that heck? We normally go 70. I don't speed, I'm just saying, okay.
But
normally we see other people driving at that speed. So it's like not that crazy, okay?
My speedometer did not say 70. It said 67. Just saying. Anyway.
Totally.
It was like right before the maximum 60. Like it was like literally 100 meters away from that. So I'm like, really? You're going to pull me over for this? So he finally comes back with my license.
That's how speed traps work though, man.
Yeah, but like
they do that on purpose. They know they're like, okay, this place goes from like 60 to 50. People are probably gonna still think it's 60. Have a guy sitting there, you're gonna get bear tickets, and they're gonna get a bunch of money. It's they do it all the time. But yeah, go ahead. They give you a license. Okay.
So then he comes back with like a stack of these like giant pieces of paper. So I'm like, what the hell's that? So then he goes, here's your ticket. Like, and he's just saying it like so casual. Like he wasn't angry, but he wasn't nice either. Like he did tell me like, oh, my body camera's recording you, whatever. So now he's telling me, okay, you have a, here's your ticket for speeding and here's a ticket for your expired insurance. I'm like, sir, Like, I didn't even know it expired. I'm sure if I go home and I check my mail, like, it's probably there. Like, why are you giving me a ticket? Mm-hmm. He's like, yeah, it's fine. If you find it, you can just get the ticket canceled. You don't have to pay it.
Yeah.
I was like, then what's the point of giving it to me? You know I have my insurance. Obviously, I'm telling you that mm-hmm. I have it. Anyways.
Probably looks better on his forms.
Yeah, I'm sure. So, anyways, I have two tickets now. Thankfully, no points. But, like, there goes my clean track
record.
Oh,
they gave you just a 10 over?
I don't know.
Yeah, no points is, like, just they say it's 10 over.
Oh.
Yeah, that's how it normally is. No, okay. No, you know, I might have been stopped a couple times. Just say.
And then
there's one time where I definitely deserved it, but yeah, go
really?
Ahead.
Really?
Yeah, I was. It was in the back roads. Just to be clear, it was literally like in the middle of the back roads of Ontario. Mm. I don't know why there was a speed camera there, but not camera, but like a speed trap there. They got me. You know, fair and square. It's whatever.
And then I was so distraught that I called my brother to be like, I got my first ticket. I didn't cry. I didn't cry. Yeah. But I was like genuinely like, what the hell? I don't know. What do I do now? And I'm like, he said I have to go to court. I've never been in court before. And like, should I get an interpreter? He's like, you speak English. I'm like, what the hell?
You're born in this country. You can't use that here.
Oh, really?
I don't think so.
Oh.
Yeah.
So then he tells my nephew like, oh, yeah, like. Sarah got a speeding ticket because she was going too fast. Mm-hmm. So then it's Nuhay on FaceTime. Yeah.
Wait, he told a 4-year-old this?
Yeah, 5-year-old.
5-year-old, sorry.
So now he's like, Sawa, what happened? So I told him, I was like, yeah, I got a speeding ticket. Mm-hmm. He goes, speeding ticket? How fast were you going?
I'm
like, what do you know about speed? So I'm like, yeah, the police officer said I was going 70 kilometers in the 50 zone. And he was like, oh, that's fast. And he goes, do you need help paying the ticket? Did you want me to pay for you? And I was like, yeah.
That made it like, better. Okay.
I know. So I was like, aw, it's okay. Don't worry. I've learned my lesson. I won't speed.
Mm-hmm. Better.
So
okay.
Lesson learned. Yeah. Might be speeding.
You know what? I can't say nothing. I got it twice. So
yeah.
I can't chastise you or nothing. I'm just saying, okay.
Doesn't feel very nice, does it? Yeah.
It was definitely that Paw Patrol, though, that was helping him.
definitely.
I'm sure that's happened a couple times on there.
Yeah,
Is Paw Patrol, like, police propaganda? if you think about it, low-key.
It might be.
I'm fine with, like, you know, the fire truck Paw Patrol, but, you know, the police one?
Sergeant Cooper.
Is that their name?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, now you know. Sergeant Cooper.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure it is. But yeah, you know what, Sada? It happens to the best of us, okay?
Yeah, I'm just bummed.
No one here who's watching this or listening to this can say that they've never sped in their car, okay? So everyone has done it at some point.
But how many people can actually say that they have never been caught? Because I used to be one of them, but
yeah,
not anymore.
Yeah, exactly, see? Mm-hmm. You can only get that. What's that insurance that like is given to old people who don't have any records? Shit, I forget what the name of it is, but yeah,
I don't even know.
There's an insurance like that. No, now we're both not eligible anymore.
Damn it.
But like, think about it. If you think about it, mm-hmm. you drive, like collect all the driving you've done in your life mm-hmm. for you to only be caught like this 1%, like this not even percentage of the time.
That's true.
It's like, it doesn't mean we're bad drivers, you know?
No, I think I'm a pretty good driver.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly, you know? Just because I've gotten into a couple crashes and gotten a couple speeding tickets doesn't mean I'm a bad driver, okay? First off, one of those crashes is not my fault. And it's been, like, since, like, 10 years, okay? So, chill. Stop judging me. Why are you looking at me like that? But I'm sure you're fine, okay, Sada? At least it wasn't anything worse than that. You're good.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That is very true.
And you can fight that last second ticket, whatever. And get it taken off your record.
Yeah, I feel like I have to read the ticket. I don't know what I'm doing. He was talking about prosecutor, court, this,
TikTok
that.
TikTok it. Just TikTok it or Google it. Gemini will help you out.
I was just going to read it.
Oh, yeah, I guess that too.
it's a good start. You know?
People will go to ChatGPT before reading something.
No, why didn't you just... the paper is there. I'm going to read the paper.
But sometimes, you know, maybe you can interpret it wrong. I'm just saying, okay?
I'll just take a picture and be like, hi, chat. What do I do?
Yeah, exactly. Literally. That's what we've been doing that too for some other forms we've been filling out. Just copy, paste, put it into ChatGPT and be like, what does this mean?
No, literally though.
We don't want to mess up. But yeah, you're fine. So
yeah.
Sada, should we cover some comments before we head out here?
I think so, because we actually...
Where's my phone at? Oh, it's in my pocket.
Zahra M said, if you opened a coffee shop, you best believe I'd be there every week. Also, milk cakes are great, especially pistachio or lotus flavors. Amazing. You are a real one. Hopefully our dreams of opening a Cousin Connection cafe,
aka Pod Space, can happen.
Pod Space?
Yeah, like a place we can record the pod.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Don't forget to hit the like. Shout out to Naya Chagirl, who reminded us not to forget to hit the like, okay? And also, subscribe to the channel. Hit that subscribe button, too. I'm just saying, okay? I'll remind you at the end of the show, but just right now, just hit it, okay? Thank you.
Sumami Lisa.
Sumami Lisa.
Says, Sara, that's such a pretty hijab, mashallah. Can you share this store? I avoid Ridgeway like the plague, but for that hijab and some kanafani, I'll go, lol. Also, you should try the strawberry pistachio cups next time. Not this one. This is a plain basic jersey gray one, but the one from last week is what she's referring to. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. I believe the store was called Modest Wear, and because it was my first time in Ridgeway, girl, I was like a kid in a candy store. I said, wow, all these like Modest Wear hijab stores. But yeah, I do want to try the...
Can I say something, though? That's a horrible name for a store. Because think about the SEO, okay? Is it SEO?
Yeah.
Like, if you have a customer who wants to search for your place and they put in Modest Wear into Google Maps, what do you think they're going to get?
Oh.
You think they're just going to get your store? They're going to get every single place that has Modest Wear in their description, okay?
The website's shit.
Change the name.
The website sucks. Because I was like, I don't want to go all the way to Ridgeway just to get another hijab. Let me see if I can order it online.
Mm-hmm.
No, work on
upgrade your website too. Come on. Is this the business you want to be successful? I'm just saying. Okay, literally. Sorry. Am I being too hard on them? I'm sorry. You,
a little bit, okay. Yeah. Okay, what's next?
Okay, this comment's from episode 171.
Okay.
It's by Hey It's SM. Whatever SM stands for, shout out to you. She said, loving the podcast. It's Friday morning ritual while I ease into work. All the way from the tip of Africa. But how am I the only one realizing who Gizman is? I've literally been trying to figure out this mysterious cousin Gizman and who is blah blah blah, and why I've never seen them. It's finally clicked when I heard Sada's mom say it in Aisha's travel vlog. Mind blown. Haha. Mystery is over. Okay. but we do be saying that a lot, and we try to correct ourselves, man. For now, it's only Aisha, okay? Not to stop any confusion in the comments or from the listeners.
Very true.
Next comment is from episode 170 from Shamsa Masaba. Episode. Y'all are so funny.
Thanks.
Fun fact, the episode usually drops Thursday 9 to 10 p.m. Where I am. So I just watch it on Friday at work. It's literally the first thing I do. Also, not me getting excited for the Cousin Connection game night, fully knowing I'm all the way in Uganda. Shout out to Shamsa Masaba. And I'm hoping that you have a good Friday morning.
Oh my God. What other comments are on this?
Okay, Sada, I feel like I've been talking a lot here. Is it time for you? Do you got a comment for us?
Yes. A regular commenter, Abu Kitten.
From what episode?
173. The future is intimidating.
Mm-hmm.
12:13. It's a timestamp. What does XD mean?
What?
XD.
XD?
Yeah.
Oh, XD is like the face. Like.
Oh, like the RAR?
No, like.
Oh.
It's like eyes closed.
No.
No? Is that not what it is? Please tell us. Okay,
oh,
for the listeners, I'm basically doing that whole, like, my mouth, like, I'm smiling, like, wide, but my eyes are closed and, like, squeezing because, like, you're smiling so loud. I mean, you're smiling so much.
We could just ask Abu Kitten, you're the commenter, what does XD mean? Let us know.
I'm pretty sure it means that.
Okay.
It's not like Disney XD or something.
Oh, yeah.
Remember Disney XD?
XD, it's actually...
What?
It's actually pronounced Mogadishu with a Q instead of a G. I think Mogadishu is the English version with Mogadiscu?
What? Let me go back to this comment. Wait, what are you saying?
This is what he wrote. Mogadiscio? Dissio? How do you pronounce that?
I think Mogadishu is the English version with Mogadiscio.
That's what I said.
Being the Italian. Oh, Mogadiscio is like the Italian one. You got to see the accent.
Interestingly enough, most people use the nickname for the city Hamar. Or is it Hamar? No, it's not Hamar. Hamar?
Hamar.
Why are you setting us up for failure? I'm sweating now.
Which is by far the most common way to refer to it.
The X is being the Arabic ha.
I think we're getting delirious. What is
that? I'm sweating.
I have to. Well, I've been sweating.
I know, it's like extra hot in here now.
I think we got to end the episode there.
All right, guys.
Okay, shout out to y'all in the comments.
Thank you so much for always giving us a laugh and love and calling us out for everything and anything really at this point.
And if you have any answers to the questions we asked today, like why do black people not explore Toronto or wherever city you're from? I feel like this may be a common thing, right?
Exactly.
Or in Wonderland, do you feel like they're perpetuating class disparities?
Or do you speed without getting caught?
Yeah. Tell us your stories about being caught and all the other like illegal activities you've taken part in.
Maybe don't incriminate yourself. Don't put it online like that.
Or maybe you can. Just saying. Come on now. Keep it spicy. But until then. No, not until then. Subscribe to the channel first.
Yes.
You know, hit the like button. Leave a comment like I mentioned. Also follow us on other platforms, Cousin Connection Pod, on
TikTok and Instagram.
And I hope you have a good day. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Go to Dutch.com to get vet care that is always there for just $92 a year.